Shalom Aleichem to all my pure-blooded, white, Christian, Israelite brothers and sisters out there. This is Word for Word. I'm Pastor Steve. This is Thursday, the 7th of July. And we're going to take back up in Genesis chapter 31, where we left off yesterday at an exciting point where Laban finally caught up with Jacob and his whole personal tribe that he had, and was going to confront him. But Laban's plans were not to come to pass, because Yahweh was going to intervene. And we'll just get started right here in verse 24. Pardon me. Came Elohim to Laban the Aramee in a dream that night, and said to him, "Guard yourself, lest you speak with Jacob either good or evil. Hishmer lecha ben tedaber im Jacob mitob ad ra." So he gave him a wake-up call while he was sleeping. That's more of a nightmare than a dream when you get a warning from Yahweh. Oh, man. Verse 25. Overtook Laban Jacob, and Jacob had pitched his tent in the hills. And Laban had pitched with his kinmen in the hill country of Gilead. Verse 26. Said Laban to Jacob, "What have you done that you have stolen my mind and carried away my daughters like captives taken with a sword?" Whine, whine, whine. Verse 27. "Why did you hide your fleeing and steal away from me, and not tell me that I might send you away with gladness and with singing and with tambourines and lyres? And you have not permitted me to kiss my sons and daughters." Now, actually, that's grandsons, literally, because they weren't his sons, they were Jacob's sons. So he considered them grandsons, which they were, but they used the term sons. "Now it was foolish to do so." Verse 29. "It exists but to my hand to do with you harm, but the Elohe of your father last night spoke to me, saying, 'Guard yourself from speaking with Jacob either good or evil.'" Now you remember that Laban is an idol worshiper. He's got all kinds of idols, and he was not a Yahweh worshiper. Well, Paul was an oppressor of the newly formed Christian assemblies and was killing them and doing all kinds of horrible things. He didn't believe in Yeshua. And then all of a sudden on the road to Damascus, he got knocked to his knees. Well, this is something similar that happened to Laban, the pagan idol worshiper. Yahweh spoke to him in a dream, and it didn't matter whether he had previously believed or not. He knew who was talking, and it scared the daylights out of him. Verse 30, "Now you would surely walk away because you long for the house of your father. But why have you stolen my Elohai?" That's 4:30. That's a little e, Elohai. My gods, okay? Because remember, Rachel, had stolen his teraphim, his household idols. And he thought Jacob took them. Jacob didn't know anything about it. 31, answered Jacob, saying to Laban, because I was afraid, for I said to myself, lest you tear away, that's 1497, your daughters from me. Verse 32, with whom you find your Elohecha, that's your gods, with a little e, let him not live before our kinsmen. He didn't know that his wife took him. So he says, if you find him with us, just they'd kill whoever took him. Oh boy. Let's see. Whom you find our kinsmen, there we go. Discern you what is with you and take it. In other words, whatever's yours, go ahead and confiscate it. And did not know Jacob that Rachel had stolen them. Verse 33. Entered Laban the tent of Jacob, and the tent of Leah, and the tent of the two maidservants, and did not find them. And he went forth from Leah's tent and entered the tent of Rachel. Verse 34, and Rachel had taken the teraphim, those are the little household idols, and put them in the saddle of the camel, and sat upon them. And searched Laban all the tent and did not find them. She said to her father, let not it kindle anger in your sight, my lord, because I am not able to rise up before you. For what in the way of women am I? In other words, she just told him she was having her menstrual cycle. And she couldn't stand up. Oh, well. And he searched, but did not find the teraphim. All right. If she told him she was having her menstrual cycle and she was sitting on something, that object that she was sitting on, according to their customs, was unclean and he was not allowed to touch it. And that later became a law. This is a predecessor. This action is a predecessor to a spoken command by Yahweh later. This is the foundation and the history. This sets a precedent. Verse 36. Was kindled the anger of Jacob. And he quarreled with Laban, and answered Jacob, saying to Laban, what is my trespass? 6588. What is my sin, 2403, that you have hotly pursued, 1814, after me? He's getting angry. For you have searched all my things, and what have you found of all my things in my household? Put it before the kinsmen, before your kinsmen and my kinsmen, that they may judge between us both. These 20 years have I been with you, your ewes and your goats have not cast their young, at 7921. Prematurely give birth and the young kid die. And the rams of your sheep I have not eaten. That which was torn of beast I did not bring to you. I bore the loss of it. From my hand you sought it, stolen by day or stolen by night. In other words, whatever wild beast attacked a sheep and stole it away and chewed it up and ate it, he provided another sheep from his herd to Laban's herd. Verse 40, so it was, by day consumed me the heat, and the frost by night, and fled my sleep from my eyes. Thus I was 20 years in your household. I served you 14 years for your two daughters, and 6 years for your sheep, and you have changed my wages 10 times. He was really ticked. Oh boy. 42, if not, 3884, Elohe, the God of my father, Elohe, my father, Elohe, Abraham, and the fear of Yitzchak were with me, for surely you would empty, have sent me away. Empty is 7387. In other words, if you weren't afraid of the God of my father, and you weren't afraid of my father, Yitzchak, because he was powerful, you would have sent me away with nothing. This Laban was not a good man. Now my affliction, at 6040, and the labor, 3018, of my hands has seen Elohim, and rebuked you last night. Rebuked is 3198. Now how would Jacob know that, unless Laban had told him that he was warned? And Jacob told that to him because he considered it a sign from Yahweh that Laban was in deep trouble, and he was. Verse 43, answered Laban and said to Jacob, the daughters are my daughters, and the children my children, and the sheep my sheep, and all that you see is mine. And to my daughters, what can I do to these this day, or to the children that they bore? He's still an arrogant jerk. I caught myself in time. And he's just dishonest. Just a rat. But he slows down a little bit here in verse 44. Now come and make a covenant, I and you, and let it be a witness between me and between you. Because that he remembers that warning from Yahweh, and he was pushing the limit there. 45. And took Jacob a stone and set it up, that's one word, 7311, for a pillar. 46, said Jacob to his kinsmen, gather stones. And they took they stones and made a heap. 1530, and they ate there upon the heap. Verse 47, called it Laban, Yagar Sahadutha, 3026. But Jacob called it Galaed, 1567. Verse 48, said Laban, this heap, 1530, is a witness, 5707, between me and between you this day. Upon this was called the name Galaed. Okay. Means heap of a witness. It's a combination of 1530 and 5707. And Yagar Sahadutha is a Syriac idiom, and it means throw together mound. 49. And also Mitzpah, 4709, for he says, watch Yahweh between me and between you when we are hidden, one man from another. And Mitzpah means lookout point. 50. If you afflict my daughters, and if you take wives beside my daughters, though no man is with us, see, Elohim is a witness between me and between you. 51. Said Laban to Jacob, behold this heap, and behold this pillar that I have cast between me and between you. A witness shall be this heap, and a witness the pillar. That's 5307 witness and 5713 witness. Two different words for witness. So I will not pass over to you this heap, and so you do not pass over to me this heap and this pillar for harm. In other words, you're not going to bring a whole bunch of men to put the whooping on me past this point. This is neutral territory, and this is where you stop. Because he was worried that he's going to go home to his daddy, and Yitzchak was going to send a whole herd of men over there and punish Laban. He was afraid. He was talking all tough and brave because he outnumbered Jacob at that point. But he was thinking in the future that Jacob's daddy was nobody to mess with. And he wasn't. He was very powerful in the area. So, 53. Elohe Abraham and Elohe Nachor judge between us. See, Nachor was a Yahweh worshiper, Abraham's brother. But Laban had lapsed into idol worship. So he was going to get the short end of the stick. Yahweh isn't going to put up with that. Elohe the forefathers, God of the forefathers, swore Jacob by the fear of his father Yitzchak. 54. Slaughtered 2076 Jacob, a sacrifice 2077 upon the hill, and called his kinsmen to eat bread. And they ate bread and stayed all night upon the hill. And I note here, in this chapter under King James, it's got a verse 55. But in the Hebrew, the verse that they use for 55 in chapter 31 is 32:1 in the Hebrew. So there is no verse 55 actually in verse in chapter 31. It's the first verse of chapter 32. They made a pact of no harm. Basically, because Laban was so incensed, he was going to go with all his men and attack Jacob and his boys, and he was going to do something bad to Jacob. Well, Yahweh put his hand in there and gave him a little message in the dream. It says, you will not do this. Because Jacob was his chosen seed. He was going to have his name changed to become Israel. And all those boys that he had by all these women. Man. they were going to be the 12 tribes of Israel. And Yahweh's not going to have that messed with. I mean, he just is not. It's not happening there, Laban. And he wasn't real pleased with Laban anyway, because he was not a worshiper. So that settled Laban's hash there, so to speak. And that ends chapter 31, which is a pretty exciting chapter. I mean, it just, there's a lot of stuff that's important happening right there. And it's a predecessor to what's coming in the rest of Scripture. It's it's a forecasting of what's coming up. Well, let's start chapter 32 here. And this appears to be a pretty short chapter. There's only 33 verses. 32:1. And rose up early. That's all one word. 7:9-5. Rose up early, Laban, in the morning, and kissed his grandsons. Now I put grandsons there, not his sons, and his daughters, and blessed them, and walked away, and returned Laban to his place. And Jacob walked on his way, and met him, 6:2-9:3, met him the messengers of Elohim. And said Jacob, when he saw them, the encampment, 4:2-6:4, of Elohim is this. And called he the name of the place Machanaim, 4:2-6:6. Because Machana is an encampment. So he called this Machanaim. That's plural, because there were many, I hate to use this term, angels there, messengers of Yahweh. Sent Jacob messengers before him to Esau his brother in the land of Seir, 8:1-6:5, the territory of Edom. And commanded he them, saying, thus speak to my lord, 1:13, Esau. Thus says your servant Jacob, with Laban I have sojourned, and stayed there, that's one word, 3:0-9, until now. And I have oxen, and asses, and sheep, and men servants, and women servants. And I have sent to tell my Lord that I might find, that I may find grace in his sight. There's grace again. It's not a New Testament term. Verse 7. And returned the messengers to Jacob, saying, we came to your brother, to Esau, and also he walks to meet you with 400 men. With him, oh boy. And at this point, Jacob does not know what he said. Oh man. Verse 8, and feared, 3:3-7:2, Jacob greatly, 3:9-6:6, and was distressed, 3:3-3:4. Remember the enmity between Esau and Jacob. And he was worried that he was still angry and was going to kill him and his whole family. And he divided 2:6-7:3 the people that were with him and the sheep, and the cattle, and the camels into two camps, and said, if comes Esau to one camp and smites it, it shall be the camp that is left, that is 7604, shall escape, 6413. Verse 10, said Jacob, Elohe my forefather Abraham, and Elohe my father Yitzhak, Yahweh, that said to me, return you to the land of your kinsmen, and I shall do well with you. Verse 11, of the least, 6994, of all the mercies, 2617, and of all the truth, 571, that you have done for your servant. For with my staff, 4731, I have passed over this Jordan, 3383, that's the Jordan River, that's the, what they call the Jordan, they put an A to it, the Jordan River, and now I am become two camps. He's praying to Yahweh, deliver me, please, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, lest he come and smite me and the mothers with the children. Verse 13, and you said, I will surely do well with you and make your seed line as the sand of the sea that cannot be numbered for multitude. That's his prayer to Yahweh. And he lodged there that night and took from what came to his hand as a present, 4503, for Esau, his brother. In other words, he walked through the herds and stuff and picked out really good animals. And we're going to send him ahead sort of as a bribe. Hey, this is for you. Let's not be angry at one another again. She-goats, 5795, 200. He-goats, 8495, 20. Ewes, that's female sheep, 7353, 200. And rams, male sheep, 352, 20. Camels, 1581, with milk, 3243, and their colts, 1121, 30. Now that's colt, it's Ben. The same thing they use for people. Son of camels, 1121. Okay. Benahem here, because it's plural. And bulls, 6499, 10. She asses, 860, 20, and foals, 5895, 10. Verse 17, and he gave them into the hands of his servants. Each drove, now that's 5739 doubled. Alone, 905, and said to his servants, pass over before me, and a space, 7305, put 7760 between drove and between drove. So it looks like there's more coming than there is. There's two groups. Oh, wow. Verse 18, and commanded he the foremost, saying, when meets, 6298, when meets you Esau, my brother, and asks, 7592, to inquire, and asks of you, saying, of whom are you? And from where have you walked? And of who are these before you? In other words, speaking of all these animals. You shall say, of your servant of Jacob. It is a gift sent to my Lord, to Esau. Now, Lord is 113, means Lord or Master. It does not refer to Yahweh. And behold, also, he is behind us. And he commanded also the second, and also the third, and also all that walks after the herds, 5739, saying, in this manner shall you speak to Esau when you find him. Verse 21, and you shall say also, behold, your servant Jacob is behind us, because he had said to himself, I will placate 3722 before him with the present I send before me, and afterward, then I will see his face, and perhaps, 194, he will lift up 5375, my face, 6440. Instead of having his face downcast, he would lift up his face and look at him and recognize him as his brother, and all will be well. Well, he was buying him off. Okay, let's just tell it like it is. He's buying him off. I needed that coffee. You can see by the behavior of Esau's descendants, because they were mixed with Canaanite cursed seed and eventually bred with the seed of Cain, son of the Nakash, they were going to have everlasting enmity toward Israel. But right now Esau was going to be bought off, and here comes a momentous event coming up in this next section. Verse 22, so went over the present before him, and he stayed the night in his camp. 23, he rose up that night and took his two wives and his two maidservants and his 11 children and passed over the ford 4569 Yabok. That's Yabbok 2999. And he took them and sent them over the brook 5158. And he sent over that which was his. 25. And was left Jacob alone. And wrestled 79. A man, 376, with him until the ascending, 5927, of the dawn, 7837. This wasn't a man. It looked like a man. 26, and when he saw that he was not able, 3201, and in italics, I have put to prevail against Jacob, because it's not in the Hebrew, but it needs to be added to the English to make sense. And that's why I have it distinct from the regular plain type, so you know that it's not in the Hebrew. It's added just for clarity. He touched, 5060, the hollow 3709, and then I put of Jacob's in italics, thigh 3409, and was dislocated 3363, the hollow of the thigh of Jacob as he wrestled with him. All right, in that area of the thigh is the sciatic nerve. There's a nerve, big nerve ganglion there for the sciatic nerve. And he poked him in the sciatic nerve. That's like a tendon. It's a nerve bundle. And he popped his thigh out of joint and hit that sciatic nerve. And if anybody has ever had sciatica, where you have the shooting pains down your legs, it is horrible. I've had that, and had a chiropractor help me out, and pop things and put everything back in place, and haven't had any trouble since. 27, and he said, "Send me away for ascends 5927, the dawn." Now this is the man, quote unquote, speaking. "And said Jacob, I will not send you until you bless me." Verse 28, here we come. And said he to him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Jacob." And said he, verse 29, "Not Jacob will be called anymore your name, but Israel," Y-I-S, and then the U sound, R-A-E-L, Israel, 3478. "For you have power," 8280, "with Elohim for 30 small e, with mighty ones," because that's what Elohim means there, "and with men," 376, "and you are able," 3201, and then I put in italics "to prevail." You have power with Elohim, mighty ones, because this man, quote unquote, that he wrestled with was a mighty one, an Elohim, small e Elohim. It wasn't a god. That's not what that means. They keep translating that God. That's incorrect. Mighty ones and with men. Because here Elohim is plural. It is used in a plural fashion. You have power with Elohim, with mighty ones, and with men. In other words, the messengers of Yahweh were going to listen to Jacob, because he is the progenitor, the forefather of the nation of Israel. And they just changed his called name to Israel. And that's from Yishka, "You will rule as El, a mighty one." And we are Israelim, and we will rule as mighty ones, because we will be the administrators of Yahweh's law under the direction of Yeshua, our national Redeemer and Lord and Savior. And he will be the king, and we will be his administrators. And all others that exist, that are left alive, will be in subjection to Israel. He's not going to destroy everybody. He's going to destroy the enemies of Elohim. And there will be some that will be left. But they will live under the law of Yahweh. Now the law of Yahweh is written on our hearts. At this point, I can see by what's happening with us that he is calling those he has chosen. And there are going to be a large number of them that he's not going to call. And you could preach at them from daylight to dawn, and they're not going to listen, because it's not in their heart to listen. They have gone into apostasy so deeply that they can't come out, and they're gonna perish. And it's a shame, and I grieve for them, and I'm sorry. But Yahweh's going to choose who he's going to choose. Many will be called, but few will be chosen. And that's how it is. And those that don't like that can argue with Yahweh, but Yahweh is the top of the pecking order, and we're not. So let's get back to this. Verse 30. And ask him, Jacob, tell me, please, your name. And he said, what is it that you ask my name? In other words, you know who you're talking to. I'm a messenger, but Yahweh is speaking through me. I'm a manifestation that he put here. What is it that you ask my name? And he blessed him there. Verse 31, called Jacob the name of the place Peniel. That's P with the sound, N-I-Y-E-L, 6439. Because I saw an Elohim's face, and delivered is my life. And Peni is the face, and El is a mighty one. So, in reality, because I saw a mighty one's face, and delivered is my life. In other words, he survived. 32, rose 2224, the sun, as he passed over Penuel, 6439. There are two spellings for this. Same word, but they spell it two different ways. The second is P, a sound, N-U-E-L. Penuel. Same meaning, but they spelled it differently. There are names that are the same person that are spelled differently. You have to remember, different scribes, different spellings. Same scribe, he may have made a slip. We don't know. I wasn't there to witness this being written down. Rose the sun as he passed over Penuel, and he limped 6760 over his thigh. 33, upon this, do not eat the children of Israel of the sinew, 1517, of the sciatic nerve. That's one word, 5384. That is upon the hollow of the thigh unto this day. Because he, with a capital H, touched the hollow of Jacob's thigh in the sinew of the sciatic nerve. That's Hanashe. So that clears that up. There's a lot more information if you study the words carefully. So that finishes the rest of 31 and all of 32. And I have plenty of time to do the short chapter of 33. Verse 1. And lifted up Jacob his eyes and looked, and behold, Esau came, and with him 400 men. And he divided, 2673, the children unto Leah and unto Rachel, and unto the two maidservants. And he put the maidservants and their children foremost, and Leah and her children after, and Rachel and Yosef after. So he put Rachel and Yosef, his son by her, all the way in the back for safety. That's the pecking order. And he passed over before them and bowed himself to the ground 7 times until he came near unto his brother. And ran Esau to meet him and embraced him, 2263, and fell upon his neck, 6677, and kissed, 5401, him, and they wept, 1058. Evidently, at that point, Esau had gotten over his anger and was just glad to see his brother. That's what it sounds like. Verse 5, and he lifted up his eyes and saw the women and the children and said, "Who are those with you?" And Jacob said, "The children that graciously gave Elohim to your servant." Then came near the maidservants, they and their children, and bowed themselves. And came near also Leah and her children, and bowed themselves. And afterward came near Yosef and Rachel, and bowed themselves. And said Esau, "What do you mean by all these droves which I met?" Said Jacob, "To find grace in the eyes of my Lord." 1:13 again. Said Esau, "I have abundance, brother. Let it be yours that is yours." In other words, no, I don't need all this stuff. This is seer. I'm wealthy up here. Verse 10, said Jacob, "Nay, please, if now I find grace in your sight, then take my present from my hand. For therefore I have seen your face as seeing the face of Elohim. You were pleased with me." Verse 11, "Take, please, the blessing that I have brought you, for gracious to me is Elohim, because it is to me everything." And he urged him, 6484, and he took it. And said Esau, "Let us journey," 5265, "and let us walk, and I will walk before you," 5048. And said Jacob to him, "My Lord, you know that the children are tender," at 7390. In other words, they're young and they're not real strong, and they really can't do a man's journey in a day. They have to go slower. "And the flocks and herds that have nurslings," 5763, in other words, they've dropped calves, etc., and they're still nursing, "are with me. And if they are overdriven," 1849, "one day, will die all the flock." In other words, he's concerned about his animals and can't overdrive these animals in the heat, etc. Verse 14, "Pass over, please, my Lord, before your servant, and I will lead on," 5095, "gently," 328, "as the steps," 7272, there's raglave again, that means feet, but it also is used as the steps of the feet, "as the steps of the possessions," 4399, "that are before me, and the steps of the children, until that we come to my Lord at Seirah." They have that's the formal spelling of Seir. 8165. 15, and said Esau, "Let me leave," 3322, "now with you from the people that are with me." And said Jacob, "Why this? Let me find grace in the sight of my Lord." He wanted to leave people with him. And Jacob said, no, I don't really need them. 16, so returned that day Esau on his way to Seirah. Verse 17, and Jacob journeyed, 5265, to Sukkotha, 5523, the formal spelling for Sukkoth, and built, 1129, a house, and for his livestock made Sukkot, 5521, that's brush booths. Sukkotha, or Sukkot, 5523, is a proper name for a place. And made Sukkot, and upon this was called the name of the place Sukkot, because of the booths. That's 5523 again. The formal name. And the place was called the place of booths. Brush booths. And that is what the Feast of Sukkot is about. We're to make brush shelters because we spent all that time in the wilderness, and that is a commemorative, and it's called the Feast of Tabernacles. Well, it's Chag Sukkot, the Feast of Booths. So that's where this name, that's what that name means, brush shelters. Verse 18, and came Jacob safely, 8003, that means wholly, completely, no problems, to the city of Shechem, 7927, that is in the land of Canaan. And when he came from Paddan Aram, he pitched his tent, that's one word, 2583, before the city. Verse 19, and he bought, 7069, a parcel, 2513, of a field, 7704, where he had spread, 5186, where he had spread there his tent, from the hand of the sons of Chamor, 2544, the father of Shechem, for 100 pieces of money. Pieces of money is one word, 7192. 20, and he erected, 5324, there an altar, and called it El Elohe Israel. 415, that's all one word. El Elohe Israel, 415. And it means mighty, 410 means mighty or mighty one. Divine being, mighty God, 430 of Israel. And in verse 1 of this chapter, you can reference the book of Jasher, 32:52. And in verse 3, you can reference 32:54. And in verse 10, you can reference 32:64. And in verse 19, you can reference the book of Joshua, 24:32, the book of John, 4:5, chapter 4, verse 5, and again the book of Jasher, 33:2, and 71:92, that pieces of money, money was 3701, and that means silver, okay? pieces of silver. So we have all of this, the meeting with Esau, and it turned out to be peaceful, and all is just all hunky-dory at this point. But they wouldn't stay that way in the future, but for now, you know, they're getting along. He went to Seir, he didn't kill anybody, and all is forgiven, and yada, yada, yada. And it's not going to stay that way with his descendants. It just isn't going to take. But that's the Edomites for you. You know, they're pagans. He had lapsed into complete paganism. He was not a Yahweh worshiper. Esau went his way with the Hittites. And he made his pact, and it is what it is. And you see the same thing today. They are Talmud worshipers. They are not Yahweh worshipers. And they have their little green god, and that is the money. And they do their usury, and they do everything contrary to what Yahweh commanded. They don't follow the Torah. They follow the Talmud. But we're going to get into 34 tomorrow. Now, we talked about Shechem, and you remember that the last child that Leah produced was Dinah, the daughter. And Dinah means justice. In chapter 34, Dinah is going to be sexually assaulted by Shechem. And he is the son of Hamor. Well, he called the city after his son's name, Shechem. And Shechem's going to fall in love with Dinah, but he rapes her, just takes her and rapes her, because these people were pagans. They're not our people. They're Canaanites. And it's going to be pretty exciting in the next chapter, because there's a lot of skullduggery and violence and just all kinds of stuff. And we'll get into that tomorrow, but this sets the pace for it today, where he arrives in this area and buys a parcel of land and does all this stuff. And it's not going to go well. There's going to be some bad things going on in the next chapter. But I've got everything fixed here. Both computers are now working, praise Yahweh. And thanks to some of my Israelite brothers and sisters that have helped me out so greatly. Pastor Eli is on his way home. He will probably make it in time for Yahweh's covenant people. And it's going to be an all-day journey for him. He's got to make a stop and do a few other things. I'm not going to go into any great detail. It's not necessary, but he's got things he's got to take care of on the route. And he will be home and is going to make every effort to be on with me on Yahweh's Covenant People Friday evening. And we'll co-host the show. So that's what's going on. I want to say Shalom Aleichem to all my Israelite brothers and sisters. And thank you very, very much. I'm going to leave enough time for the music. So I'll talk to you tomorrow. Praise Yahweh.